Here, the public are being urged to treat outdoor spaces with care, to act responsibly with dogs and protect fragile ecosystems. It's part of a new campaign launched by Leave No Trace Ireland, an organisation that campaigns for what it calls outdoor ethics. The campaign is particularly targeted at young people. Let's talk to Maura Kiley, who's Chief Executive of Leave No Trace Ireland. A very good afternoon to you, Maura Kiley, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
So tell us, what is outdoor ethics?
So outdoor ethics is about people understanding what are the simple things they can do when they're outside to protect the environment. So it's about us all individually understanding what are the simple things we can do to enjoy the countryside, particularly in this hot spell, and to leave it as we found it for future generations.
And is it as simple as take your rubbish home?
Well, our programme is broader than just litter. Outdoor ethics is about care and respect. This campaign has five key goals: keeping Ireland litter free, protecting wildlife, sticking to the path, so we're protecting the vegetation and the coast, being responsible with our dogs, and embracing our cultural heritage. So yes, it is broader than just litter.
And is this a message that you feel needs to be conveyed? Is there evidence that the kind of things you hope people would do, they're not doing?
Yeah, so we have research and we know that, you know, 84% of people are aware that litter and waste is having a negative impact on wildlife, and 7 out of 10 want to, you know, take action, and they feel personally responsible for protecting the environment. And these are really encouraging findings. And they really speak to us and tell us that in many cases, people mightn't necessarily be aware of the ways that simple changes in their behaviour can result in hugely positive benefits for our environment, for our natural habitats and our outdoor spaces in Ireland. So absolutely, you know, since COVID, it has reawakened people's appreciation of the outdoors. And in particular, through the hot spell, we're seeing a surge of visitors going to places that they wouldn't necessarily have gone to before. You know, 55% of Irish people are now spending more time outdoors than they did pre-COVID. And of course, with that surge of recreational numbers, we're seeing a higher, you know, case of impacts across the board. So more than litter, you know, we're seeing impacts to wildlife, impacts even on local communities, conflict with landowners. So, you know, it's much broader. And that's why this is all around a positive message around care and respect, that we all have our part to play. We can all do something to care and respect for our outdoor spaces.
So some of the things, for example, you're saying to people is don't light fires, don't avoid or try to avoid disposable barbecues. I mean, I suspect there's a lot of people over the last weekend have been enjoying the food from a barbecue as they've been out and about. But you're saying please be mindful about the potential of these to ignite what could be very, particularly in these dry conditions, very serious fires.
Absolutely. In particular, in hot spells where there's weather warnings, it's really important people are vigilant and they understand that, you know, the consequence of lighting fires. But particularly with barbecues and disposable barbecues, we're asking people to avoid those at all costs and instead bring a picnic, have a great time in the outdoors, but just to avoid that, because it can have devastating impacts for fires in our outdoor spaces.
All right. Well, look, we'll leave it there. Maura Kiley from Leave No Trace Ireland. Thank you very much for that.